I wonder if we might just take one moment and just tie in the matter of prayer in Ephesians 6. But I'd just like to read Joshua chapter 5. And it came to pass, when all the kings of the Amorites who were beyond the Jordan westward, and all the kings of the Canaanites who were by the sea, heard that Jehovah had dried up the waters of the Jordan from before the children of Israel until they had passed over, that their heart melted. There was no spirit in them anymore because of the children of Israel. We've been reminding ourselves that there is this heavenly atmosphere to which we've been brought as blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies, so that the conflict that we've been speaking of in Ephesians is not an earthly conflict. Rather, it's conflict not in the wilderness nor in the plains of Moab, but we've said it's conflict in the land, and that the enemy of our souls is desirous of hindering us from accessing these spiritual blessings. If the enemy defeats us, then the blessings become null and void in relation to us, but they still stand in relation to God's interests. So the active agency of the enemy and these hordes of principalities and authorities are unleashed against us. And what is the objective now is that we are supposed to put on the entire armor as has been given to us, bearing in mind that the conflict is in the land. We are associated with the risen, glorified Christ. And as a result, we are to take up exercise to lay hold on the truths connected with our heavenly blessings. One of the truths is this matter of the dignity of sonship. We've been brought in to this wonderful place of adoption, Ephesians 1. It's the highest order, I think, of position to which we've been brought, that God has been pleased to set us up as sons so that there should be the reflection of sonship. We reflect his son. And we need to enjoy these. And the enemy says, I will limit your enjoyment. But the resources, the divine resources, are provided so that we might access these blessings. And we lay hold on them. And so, having spoken of all the armor that is available to us, so that we gain ground in the land. Because if you note what I read in Joshua 5, they've just come over the Jordan and they're entering the land, and the enemies have heard. The Canaanites, the Amorites have heard of the victories that God has won on behalf of his people. And the result is their heart melted. And that is what we want to experience in our taking on the entire armor of God, that the horde of host of the enemies that are arrayed against us will have a sense of who we are. We are those who've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies. Now we have put on the armor and we've come down to the very last one, sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. And we are equipped with that, as we said, for short range attack. short range attack in the defense of the things in the heavenlies. But if we had on the entire armor, as we're encouraged to do, but we never linked it up with this matter of prayer, I think we would be in great distress. We would be in great distress. Because we can boast of the girdle, being girt with truth. We could boast about quenching the fiery darts of the evil one, that we have all the equipment for that. We can boast about the helmet of salvation, the feet shod with preparation of the God. We can boast about all of that, that we are equipped. But if there is self-reliance and self-dependence, then that is an aspect immediately where we're going to be defeated. And hence the Spirit of God has wisely capped off the armor with this matter of prayer. This matter of dependence. Samuel says to the children of Israel, God forbid that I should cease praying for you. It's an essential commodity that has been deposited with the people of God. This matter of our dependence on God, our dependence on our risen and glorified Christ, who has brought us into the sphere of heavenly blessings because they are resident in Him, and therefore He wants to see to it that we are sustained and maintained in conditions that we can go forth against the enemy. So He has brought us there. And He's given us this wonderful exercise of prayer. Our absolute dependence on Him. We said this morning that the matter of Ai and the defeat that took place there was because of self-reliance. They had just gained the victory at Jericho. And what a victory it was to see walls coming down as a result of shouting, God dismantling the walls of Jericho, and only Rahab's house stood firm on the wall. And so that confidence, having not yet appreciated the reality of Gilgal, that confidence sent them forward against Ai in themselves. Not in God. Not in the God who had created such a demise in Jericho. But they were moving in themselves. How at times we look at ourselves and we feel confident that we have what is needed to achieve our own victory. But they had to learn through Ai's experience that they had lost their confidence in God. And we need to learn that lesson. That our confidence is in prayer. Is in our ability to access the throne of grace. Because it says here, praying at all seasons. Winter. Spring, summer, fall. All seasons. There is no selection of any particular one over the other. We have to realize that our life is a cycle that requires constant dependence. We don't pick and choose the seasons. Praying at all seasons with prayer. And not only prayer, which is the general, but now supplication. Do we know what it means to intercede? To deeply be exercised. That the saints of God, that we as individuals are taking account of the heavenly blessings in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, and are desirous that we might be in the gain of our heavenly position. and that the saints might be in the game of their heavenly position. I trust, beloved, that just these thoughts, encouraging us to latch on to this matter of prayer as vital to supplementing, should I say, the entire armor of God. That we are a people that will move through the heavenly atmosphere in absolute dependence on the one who has brought us there and who has opened up the gamut of all the resources of heaven to us to enjoy, even though we are still here in the wilderness scene. It was mentioned that we're in Egypt, we're in the wilderness, and we're in the land simultaneously. That sometimes is a little difficult to understand, but it is the truth. We need to access the heavenly blessings and to enjoy them while we are here waiting for that heavenly call when we shall be transported from here to glory. We wouldn't need the armor then. Do you know when we go up? We're going to go up through the very heavenly atmospheric sphere where those principalities and powers are. Dare one of them attempt to stop us. We bless God that we shall be brought there triumphantly. He who leads the triumph will bring us there triumphantly, and we wouldn't need armors anymore because we would be at home and at rest completely with him. May we enter into these thoughts of prayer as supplementing, or rather as complementing, the entire armor as we put it on, for his name's sake. Amen.